please.
Item number 18, Mental Health Board Quality Committee Update. This update comes from their May 2nd meeting. This item is informational.
Thank you, Jody. Mary, take it away.
Okay, I can give a report on the meeting, and I'll give a report, but I'd also like to give the floor to Shirley because she chaired that meeting, and I'd like to see if Shirley has some comments to make.
I had literally forgotten I did chair that meeting, but I don't have any questions. My came out of the chute, so to speak.
Oh, all right.
No, I have, yeah. I wasn't prepared to give the informational report, so.
Okay, thank you for chairing the meeting, Shirley.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'm going to highlight just a couple items.
Okay.
First, I'd like to acknowledge that Whole Health Clinical Group and their Comprehensive Community Services Program is back on track, and congratulations. They are now back to receiving referrals, and with Comprehensive Community Services being a very popular program, we need all providers out there that can take individuals to receive services, so congratulations to them. And I'd like to acknowledge the CARS authorization team, and these are 12 individuals in CARS that, and this is the report you have in your packet, and I encourage you to take a look at it. These are individuals that have all been cross-trained to approve programs for reimbursement for third-party providers. And the program started in 2020. And as a result, they weren't traditionally signed. And in the team members in programs that they weren't traditionally assigned to grew from 57 in 2020 to 284 in 2021, that authorizations were able to be provided when the assigned person was not in the office that day. So it was much more efficient use of time and resources, that people didn't have to wait to get their services initiated. So please take a look at that. And then the third item that I wanted to make reference to was TJ Cobb's report on quality management and strategic action and plan, and the tie-in of monitoring and evaluation, and with reference to item number three on the agenda. This was my item number three. The tie-in to monitoring and evaluation, how important that is, and that monitoring and evaluation are different, but they do cross over, and that will continue to be very important in community-based services, even when the hospital closes. So please take a look at that report, and that concludes my report for the quality meeting. Any questions or comments?
Shirley. I just wanted to add the community crisis and services dashboard. That was extremely impressive. They're doing a lot of work in trying to make the system more responsive to what we need reported and qualified or evaluated. So that was the only addition.
Great. Thank you, Shirley.
Other questions from board members? I know you have the report in front of you. And Shirley, again, thank you for taking the helm. Nice work, both of you. All right, thank you for the update.